Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, when's the last day of school for your daughters? I'm curious about that.
Oh, it's a week from Monday. They are counting down the days. How about you? Oh, you don't have kids in school, so I was going to ask.
No, I don't. Well, I have a kid in college who's going to graduate from college momentarily, so that's exciting. Plenty of news to talk about this week. Car prices have increased based on tariffs and tariff talk, but the price increases. But are the price increases meaningful? That's a question that needs to be asked. We'll have all the details coming up. AAA is reporting that consumer interest in electric vehicles is plunging. We'll have a look at their new survey report coming up. And an important EV maker has just slashed prices on most of its models. We'll tell you what the company is and what the potential savings are coming up. It could save you tens of thousands of dollars if you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, I guess, to spend on a car. And I have to ask you this, Chris. Did you miss International Volkswagen Bus Day?
I did. I've never actually even driven or been inside of a Volkswagen bus. So
there you go. Well, we had a potluck lunch and horseshoe tournament at my house to celebrate. And we'll tell you how Volkswagen has decided to commemorate the day a little later in the show. So we have a lot of news to talk about, right, Chris?
Yep. Never a dull day.
Never a dull day. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, Bosch, Invented for Life, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, what is your test vehicle this week?
I spent the week driving the 2025 Hyundai Sonata. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I drove one too recently, so I'll have a little bit to say about that. My test vehicle this week is the 2025 Mazda CX-90 PHEV. They're plug-in hybrid in Premium Plus version. So we'll look for that. Our guest is a great guest. Eric Bach is Senior Vice President, Product and Chief Engineer at Lucid Motors. We had a chance to talk with him about the 2026 Lucid Gravity Battery Electric SUV recently. So stay with us for all of that. It's coming up, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teach. Be right back with you. And it is news time. And of course, one of the big items of news is tariff talk and car sales. Car sales through the spring have been very, very strong through the early part of the year, maybe tailing off a little bit in May. But rising tariffs are starting to impact U.S. car prices. So far, the increases are, you might call, relatively modest. I would say a 0.8%, so like part of 1%, less than 1% year-over-year price increase isn't all that meaningful. At the same time, car prices are up there. The average new car price is now $49,530, which is not inconsiderable. Certainly, cars built in some countries are more affected by the tariffs than others. Mexican-built models climbed by about $1,100. Canadian imports rose by $267. What's your take on that, Chris? Is it a big deal or not a big deal so far?
Well, I think it could become a bigger deal. I think right now we're seeing automakers try to figure out the impacts of all these tariffs and how they're going to kind of cope with it. Because, you know, you've seen who is it, Ford and Volkswagen and a couple of others have said, look, we're going to hold our prices steady for a couple of months and see how things go. And Ford's even giving out employee pricing. So while prices are elevated on average, I think, you know, they could be worse.
Yeah, I think what we might see is tariff-free cars start to go away. You know, inventory is thinning. We're seeing that. So new car inventories were slightly higher in April. April seems like a long time ago now, but dealer stock dropped from April into May. Affordable vehicles are very hard to find. I mean, Nissan has gotten rid of the under $20,000 Versa, so they're hard to find. Used car prices are going up, too. I mean, they kind of accompany new car prices going up. And loan rates aren't all that great. So, you know, a lot of things are standing in the way of the car sales moving forward. And at the same time, they seemed pretty strong in May, didn't they?
They did. I think everybody was rushing out to get their vehicle purchase done for the year before any of these changes took hold. But it'll be interesting to see if those numbers, you know, how far they fall in June after people have kind of calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. I want to do a little bit of a riff on tariffs here, kind of historical, because I think maybe perspective is warranted here. Here's a question I would ask. If tariffs are so bad, why do all other countries have them? And typically at rates that are higher than ours. I mean, that's a question to ask. And I would say, too, that the current tariff situation is largely the product of two things, and they go way back. The end of World War II, and the desire to integrate China into world commerce. And let's look at them one after the other. Other countries' industries were destroyed by World War II, so we decided to lower our tariffs to help them rebuild their industries, which is a good thing. But that was, you know, 70, 80 years ago. And then about 30 years ago, we decided it would be good to integrate China into the world economy. So we gave them most favored nation status. And I'm not sure you can decide whether that has worked out well or not. But I think maybe we need to rebalance now. We need to have more industrial strength here. I would also say that the reason we have manufacturing of automobiles from foreign countries in the United States is largely because of tariffs and the threat of tariffs 30 or 40 years ago when there were import restrictions that prompted those countries to build American factories. So that's a good thing, and that's my little riff on tariffs. So maybe you have some thoughts on that, Chris.
I think you're right. I think the eventual impact of these tariffs is that we may see more American manufacturing. I think the challenge is getting there from where we are today. I think, you know, the way the industry has been set up is very international in nature. And so I think some of these things are going to be real challenges for automakers. And maybe that was the plan, you know, but I don't know.
It feels
like there could have been a different way that we went about this. But I'm not opposed to tariffs as a concept.
Yeah. Well, let's go on from that. And let's talk about this study from AAA, the Auto Club, that found that interest in EVs is plummeting. They found that only 16% of respondents said they're likely to choose an EV for their next car. This is the lowest level since 2019. And the number of consumers saying they're unlikely to buy an EV jumped to 63%. That's up from 51% in last year's survey. I guess what's going on here is, kind of people are reading the tea leaves out there and they're not necessarily enthusiastic about EVs. You're an EV owner. You've spent, I guess, the better part of a year with an EV. What's your take on all of this?
Yeah, it was really interesting to see the people's responses to AAA's questions, right? They're still citing these things that we've been talking about since the beginning of electric vehicles in the country, you know, in recent times anyway. They're still concerned about range anxiety. They're still concerned about being able to charge. They still don't want to have to pay for a battery replacement. They still don't want to pay more for an EV out of the gate than a gas car. So I feel like these problems have been low-hanging fruit for the industry for years, and nobody's been able to crack any of them. So I hope they're able to figure it out because people just aren't going to get excited about EVs otherwise.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem, of course, is, or maybe my opinion anyway, the biggest price is biggest problem is price. Right? I mean, they're just more expensive. They're more expensive and not necessarily easier to use day to day.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to justify the extra cost for someone, especially then you tell them, well, if you really want to own this and have a good time doing it, you're going to need to also buy and install a charger at your home. So I think there are a lot of barriers that people are still very validly concerned about.
Yeah. Well, and I think as a result of this, Lucid Motors is the EV maker we alluded to in the first segment that is slashing prices. I mean, there's some prices are slashed as much as $30,000 or so. They're trying to, of course, boost sales, and they're doing all kinds of things. On-site bonus, conquest bonus, credits, this kind of credit, a $7,500 EV credit. I mean, this is a lot. A lot of incentive to try and prompt people to buy these vehicles. What's your take on this?
Yeah, they entered the market at a different sort of time, right, with $120,000, $100,000 EVs. And I think people are now very much more skittish about paying that amount of money for a car, much less an EV. So if they're going to survive, they're going to have to do something. I know they're backed by the Saudi Arabian government, whose pockets are deeper than anyone probably ever realizes. But at some point, they're going to have to turn a profit.
Yeah, I mean, you can save, or at least a discount over the previous price of $26,000 or so on the Air Touring, $21,000 and change on the Air Pure, which is their entry-level vehicle, quote-unquote entry-level vehicle. And then if you have a Tesla traded in, you get an additional $4,000, so I guess that's interesting. You can get into a Lucid Air, which is a cool vehicle, by the way, and we're going to be interviewing Lucid chief engineer later in the show for about $70,000. I think they're terrific vehicles, but at the same time, this just doesn't seem to the time for a lot of people to go that direction.
Yeah, there were some of the most impressive electric vehicles on sale, right? But as you say, it's hard to make that push if you're so expensive.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit that a lot of people missed International Volkswagen Bus Day. Volkswagen, though, didn't. It marked the third annual International Volkswagen Bus Day, which happened to be on June 2nd, with the launch of a special restoration project. And this is on a vehicle that somehow survived the fire here in Southern California. It's just a devastating fire, and somehow this 1977 Volkswagen bus survived. They nicknamed it the Magic Bus, and now this vehicle is going to be restored, courtesy of Volkswagen. I think that's kind of a cool thing, Chris. What do you think?
It is a cool thing. It's a way to kind of bring people back into your brand, make people excited about your brand while also talking about something that was pretty unique, right? That van that you're talking about that survived the fires made front page news pretty much worldwide the next day when it was taken, the photo was taken. So yeah. I'm happy to see it.
I love to see this. We actually have a Volkswagen bus restoration shop very near us, but this is going to be taken to a Volkswagen's Oxnard facility, so about, I guess, 50 or 60 miles from where I live, to restore it, and I think that should be pretty cool. So I look forward to what's going on there, and remind us, Chris, of the vehicle you will be testing when we come back.
I have the 2025 Hyundai Sonata.
Very cool. I was driving a Sonata 2 recently, and so I'll chip in on that and give you my thoughts. I had the 2025 Mazda CX-90 plug-in hybrid. I think you were driving one of those fairly recently, too, so I'm sure you will have some thoughts on that as well. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad with you for road test time. We love road testing other people's vehicles. We do that on a frequent basis. I guess we do it on at least a weekly basis and maybe more often than that. You have a very cool vehicle, Chris, a sedan that I liked a lot when I drove it recently. But yeah, tell us all about it.
Yeah, I spent the week behind the wheel of the 2025 Hyundai Sonata. This is the limited hybrid. I should have said that earlier, but this is the limited hybrid trim. It's a little bit more powerful than the gas model, a little bit more expensive, but it delivers really great fuel economy. Jack, before I go too far, when was the last time you drove a Sonata, and what did you think about it?
I think I drove it as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I liked it a lot. There were tons of things I like about it. Of course, I'm driving so many tall vehicles that driving a sedan is kind of a new experience or a renewed experience for me, so I like that. But I think there's a lot to like about this vehicle, and I've been doing some comparison testing with Accord and Camry, and I think the Sonata is right there with those vehicles.
I agree. It compares well, and it is always refreshing to get into just a standard sedan after driving an SUV or crossovers for so many weeks. But taking a step back, you can get into this car, the hybrid version of this car, for around $32,000. My limited test car was around $37,700, so almost $38,000. But that's a pretty good value compared to some other vehicles in the class, especially when you think about the warranty and the fuel economy, which I'll get to in just a moment. You get a 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine paired with an electric motor. It makes a combined 192 horsepower, 151 pound-feet of torque. Unlike the Camry, you do only get front-wheel drive here. The Camry is available with all-wheel drive. But also, unlike the Camry, you get a 6-speed automatic transmission here instead of a continuously variable transmission, which I see Jack shaking his head. Yes, it's so much more engaging. The engine feels so much more refined. And I can't say enough about a real gearbox in a hybrid car as opposed to, a continuously variable transmission, Jack, is a real transmission, but a legitimate automatic transmission. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the electronic CVT in the Camry is bad or, presents problems. But at the same time, as you say, the involvement with a real geared transmission is just that much better. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. And the hybrid here benefits from the electric motor, which gives it a little bit more torque off the line. So it feels quicker than it would normally. And as I said, the regular transmission here does add to the engagement factor, even though most people probably aren't buying this car for the engagement. They're buying it for the fuel economy, which is very solid. So you get around 44 miles per gallon in the city and up to 51 mpg on the highway. Those are only about average for the segment, but they're fantastic for just about any other car in the world. So I think most people will be very happy with that without any complaints. The ride quality here, Jack, is fine. I wouldn't call it sporty. I wouldn't call it super comfortable. It's very middle of the road. It's pretty quiet. I wouldn't say that it's as controlled or engaging as something like the Honda Accord or the Toyota Camry, but again, just fine, comfortable ride, relatively quiet, so not too many complaints. It just doesn't stick out in any one area. Inside, the hybrid comes standard with cloth. My car had heated and ventilated leather upholstery up front, and you also can get heated rear outboard seats, which my car did not have. Heated steering wheel is also available. So, Jack, I want to get your opinion on this because I tested the Elantra not too long ago, which is a little bit smaller, and I said, the rear seat is a little bit tight on headroom, I think, for adults. And I think that's also the case here, but you have more hip room and leg room in the back seat. What do you think about using a Sonata or a Camry or any other midsize sedan as the only car for a family as opposed to like a two-row SUV?
Well, I remember when a four-door sedan like the Sonata was the family car of choice. I mean, that's what people got. And it has plenty of trunk space. The rear seats fold down, so you can use additional space if you need it. Move stuff into that backseat area if you're hauling large cargo. It's not as commodious, of course, as an SUV, but I still think it's very versatile. I think it's a good choice, actually.
Yeah, I think for families of four, even if you have a dog, you can get away with a car of this size. You don't really need a three-row SUV. And I've been saying that, I think, for almost 10 years of talking to you, Jack. It's just been the same thing over and over again. But I'll keep preaching that for as long as people will listen to me. Inside, you also get a 12.3-inch touchscreen. You get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Hyundai has finally figured out how to do a wireless Apple CarPlay with the larger display screen, so that's a nice benefit. You also get a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster. This is not as configurable as Volkswagen, so you can't move maps around and do all sorts of crazy things with it, but it's very clear, it's very easy to read, and it makes it easy to see, you know, what the vehicle is doing without taking your eyes off of the road.
Right. I want to jump in here, Chris, and say something I found about the infotainment system was the fact that it has two knobs, an on-off volume knob and, you know, a station tuning knob that I reached over and moved and got, you know, went through all my radio stations just like that. I mean, this took me back to 1965, but it really works well.
Yeah, it almost feels foreign. I think Hyundai is one of very few automakers that still do that. I off the top of my head, I can't remember another vehicle that has had the two knobs recently, but it is a refreshing change. And as I was going to say, Hyundai's infotainment system is very straightforward, right? We talk about this quite a bit. It's not as colorful, it's flashy, it lacks some of the animations of some of the other screens, display screens, but it's very snappy, it's very responsive, and it's easy to use while you're driving, which is the most important thing here. And finally, you get a full suite of safety equipment here. Things like automatic emergency braking, forward collision alerts, those come standard. The top trim that I tested also had blind spot collision warnings, the blind spot camera system, and much more. So, Jack, for almost $38,000, I think this is a pretty good deal. I know it's hard to say that for a vehicle that costs almost $40,000, but I'd absolutely buy this if I was in the market.
Yeah, I mean, when the average vehicle now is close to $50,000, $38,000 for a family vehicle, five passenger with plenty of room and a great fuel economy and great longevity, a great warranty, it strikes me as a very good deal.
It is.
Well, let's talk about the Mazda CX-90. I had the plug-in hybrid version, the PHEV, the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle version, in premium plus trim. It's a midsize three-row SUV that combines plug-in hybrid technology with upscale features. And Mazda's kind of focus on driving dynamics. It competes with vehicles like the Ford Explorer, Kia Telluride, the Toyota Highlander. It's a very crowded segment, and it's also one of the most popular segments in the country. I had the Premium Plus version, which is the flagship of the plug-in hybrid variants in the lineup. It has the e-Skyactiv plug-in hybrid powertrain that pairs a 2.5-liter naturally aspirated four-cylinder engine with an electric motor. And then it has a reasonably large 17.8 kilowatt-hour battery. Combined output is 323 horsepower, so pretty peppy. Plenty of torque, 369 pound-feet of torque. So I think it's a nice performer. I think finally Mazda has really got the CX-90 right. I think it's big enough now. I think it has power now. I like this plug-in hybrid. What's your quick take on this, Chris?
I think they've done a good job. I still think the third row is a little bit tight and hard to get to, especially for larger people. And the plug-in hybrid has plenty of power. So, yes, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. I like the fact that it has an EV mode. You can have electric-only operation. I think the range is something like 26 miles, if I remember correctly. It's probably here in my notes, too. It has sport and off-road modes in this various drive modes. It has an 8-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters and the all-wheel drive system. It's a pretty sophisticated all-wheel drive system. Yes, it does have 26 miles of range. And the fuel economy rating is 56 MPGE, which isn't all that high, actually, for a plug-in hybrid. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it isn't all that high, but when you consider it's a three-row SUV, I think people will probably be pretty impressed with that.
Yeah. It'll tow something like 3,500 pounds. I think it's rated to tow 3,500 pounds when it has the towing accessories put into it. I like the technology suite in the CX-90 these days. The standard equipment for 2025 includes a 12.3-inch center display that has touch functionality. Hooray! You know, cheers go up from across the country for that. Wireless phone charging, wireless Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto integration. It has front and rear parking sensors, so it has a lot of good stuff. I think this is a good-looking vehicle on the outside. Mine was finished in the, you know, kind of the Mazda red that they use as their primary color in marketing. A very cool vehicle. I'm not sure that everybody is going to go bright red with the vehicle they want, but it has 21-inch alloy wheels. It has, windshield wiper de-icer, power folding and auto-dimming side mirrors. So, you know, real luxury features. I think it's very premium. And again, it has a second row with captain's chairs that are heated, center armrests, all that. And you have that center walkthrough. You know, I'm still of the mind that I like a middle row bench, but that's because I had three children, perhaps. But Zuti leather upholstery. Mine in the test car was white. I'm not sure about white leather upholstery in a family vehicle, but you take on the interior, Chris.
Yeah, just for the record, we had a Volvo with an ivory leather interior, and it survived pretty well for the 3 years that we had it. But yes, Mazda does a very good job with interior design. They use high-quality materials, and it does look like an interior from a vehicle that is, you know, more expensive and from a different class entirely.
Yeah. I mean, luxury features, 10-way power adjustment with lumbar support in the driver's seat. The front passenger seat is 8-way power adjustable. My wife loves the power adjustable passenger seat. A lot of times she'll run into a manual seat over there and have to deal with that. Has 3-zone automatic climate control, second row window sunshades. That's a luxury feature. And illuminated entry, I think kind of puddle lamps and that kind of thing. Push button start, of course, with keyless entry. You can get a 12-speaker Bose audio system, and that was in the premium version that I had. So Sirius XM satellite radio, 3-month trial, traffic and travel link as well for a trial. There's a 1,500-watt power outlet in the cargo area. This largely is a luxury vehicle. I think it's a good value for the price.
I absolutely agree.
When we come back, we will have a terrific guest. Derek Bach has served as Senior Vice President, Product and Chief Engineer for Lucid Motors, so we'll be talking with him. When we come back, stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. We also couldn't find the price for this vehicle. Less than $60,000 in my notes.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you, and we're in Los Olivos, California, having a great time with a remarkable vehicle that I've yet to drive, but I'm about to drive, the Lucid Gravity, the SUV from this battery electric, a very leading-edge battery electric vehicle maker. And with me is the Senior Vice President of Product and the Chief Engineer, Eric Bach. Thanks so much for being with us. I so appreciate it. You made a fascinating presentation just minutes ago about this vehicle. But from a very high level, tell our listeners what the Lucid Gravity is and kind of what it competes with.
Yeah, so thanks for having me, and thanks for bringing to your listeners a little bit the Lucid vibes for the Lucid Gravity. The Lucid Gravity is our latest product. It's a three-row SUV. It competes with the premium to luxury three-row SUVs out there, thinking about a Mercedes GLS, a BMW X7, for instance, or the Mercedes EQS SUV, gas vehicles alike to BEV vehicles.
That's they're the family vehicles of this generation, right? Three-row vehicles, and this is smack dab in the middle of the market, middle of the luxury market. The luxury market in America certainly is SUV versus sedan. So this is a really important vehicle, I imagine, for your organization, isn't it?
Yeah, we think it's got a great total addressable market, more even than the Lucid Air, which is a fantastic sedan/coupe. It's a supercar, a family car. It's insanely well packaged, which is one of the things I will hone in on Gravity 2. Our core DNA is package, efficiency, performance, compromise nothing. We just put out a media campaign, and we really mean it. Obviously, there is always compromise in anything, but we are essentially expanding the capability and attribute space in a way that nobody else, none of our competitors, has managed before. Yeah. And it's going to be a tough job to even match what we've done in both air and
gravity. I want to talk about electric power, but before we even get into that, let's talk about packaging, putting people in vehicles. And I used to call myself Dr. Three Row. I have three children. I've been testing vehicles forever, so I've been in three row vehicles forever too. And what I found is usually the third row is very compromised.
That's true.
Not much of a place for adults, maybe not much of a place in a lot of them for children. But you're changing that. You changed that in this whole thing that you're doing with Gravity. The whole ethos of efficiency really extends into great interior space. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you noticed. So I myself, I'm also a dad. I've got four kids. So I have that package problem for how do I get all the family into the car plus our luggage if we go to skiing or anywhere. And the current offers out there just never really did a good job at that. So seeing that we're excellent in package on air, we said, I'm going to push the boundaries on what an SUV can be. It's the SUV reimagined. And we essentially use the same enablers, which is a cab forward design. So we push the front row forward quite substantially, expanding that interior space. But then it's also attributable to our miniaturized powertrain that enables that. We don't have a large eight-cylinder engine or a large electric motor inside the front of the car.
You don't really need a long hood or any kind of hood at all, really, but I think maybe aesthetically, not to be the weirdest thing on the road, that's a decision too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you do need a hood. Well, first of all, an SUV wouldn't look like an SUV. It'd look like
a
van
or like a
U.S. postal vehicle or something like that. So,
right.
So aesthetically, you do want a hood. A cab forward design may bring the resemblance of supercars, like mid-engine supercars. That's why it's actually quite acceptable. And the way our design team under Derek Jenkins's leadership has designed the exterior of the car is really conducive to making it feel muscular, yet being a road jet, as we sometimes call it.
And one of the interesting things about the vehicle, you know, just in the presentation was, this is a vehicle that doesn't have a big footprint. That's what we say in the industry. I think people say it's just not as big as some other vehicles, right? But at the same time, the interior space is vastly bigger than the competition. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we call it the space concept, or in the past it was called the TARDIS, right? So how can you pack more interior space into a smaller exterior? Again, it's intelligent package. It's our way of engineering, where the chief engineers work with the vehicle engineers, the powertrain engineers, and our occupant package engineers very, very closely. And we have a process called the jelly setting. Everything is flexible, and we essentially set the jelly as we come to the optimal solution during the engineering process. It's not a space claim process like others do, say, hey, you need to put this piece here and that piece there and stay away by this amount. Every piece that we engineer optimizes itself in the process for improving the occupant experience. That's what we're really about. The customer is king. The customer is buying the car. It's not the car is being made and it comes out what the customer can take advantage of. We set it up from the customer perspective.
Let's talk about how powertrain fits into this, because it fits into this in a big way, right, in making everything more efficient. You have some very proprietary, very cool stuff powertrain-wise. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a world-class powertrain development team, world-class powertrain IP rights, as well as physical embodiment already. And we started that in air. But if I talk about efficiency, let me do the same as I did in our short presentation.
Yeah, by all means, because it was eye-opening. Yeah.
Efficiency is attributable to more things than just the drive unit efficiency. Efficiency comes from a holistic efficiency approach. And it starts with the drag coefficient, so the CD of the vehicle. It goes into the A, the projected frontal area of the vehicle, and the smaller the vehicle, the more drag efficient it is. So the CDA, and we optimize that together with the designers. That's first step. The second is rolling resistance of your tires. The tires keep the vehicle on the road,
right,
and they're really important to have some friction, but you need to tune
you need
that
to balance
friction.
That, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to balance the friction that results in losses with the friction that is benign for safety, and we hone in on that attribute. All things that rotate, the drive shafts, your wheel bearings, every rotational system has rotational inertia, and we minimize that rotational inertia and friction losses in those systems. Now, finally, if we look at the powertrain, the drive unit is really, really important. And there are many areas where you can lose efficiency in the drive unit. First of all, in the electromagnetic design of your drive unit or the e-motor, and we do all that simulation work in-house, thousands and thousands of simulation runs, topology optimizations for that electromagnetic field generation, torque generation. The second one is the thermals of that drive unit. As you drive a little bit more sporty, right, that copper inside your e-motor gets hot, and when copper gets hot, it increases the resistance, and therefore you lose essentially
efficiency.
So now you have to be able to extract that heat very efficiently from where it's generated in the copper to keep the copper cooler. If you manage to keep the copper cooler, you can drive more efficiently.
It's kind of interesting that, you know, this is not an internal combustion engine vehicle, obviously, but cooling is an important aspect of this.
Cooling is important, right? It's not just to keep things from overheating. It's actually to throttle the resistance creep over heating up metals, essentially. So we've got a proprietary cooling technology called the microchannel cooling technology, where we've managed to put oil coolant right next to the copper, where it super efficiently extracts that heat and keeps the resistance low.
Tell the horsepower and torque figures are stupendous. Tell us about.
Yeah, so our standard drive unit gets up to 500 kilowatts. That translates into 670 horsepower. We can actually extract a little bit more, but we rate it at 670 horsepower. our torque is about 650 newton meters, which is very good for the drive unit we have. We can expand that also in certain modes to even higher, but again, we rate it at 650. That torque now goes into a transmission because you need more torque at the wheel. Mm-hmm. So we also have a transmission and a differential inside the car or in the drive unit. Essentially, the differential we have is also very, very special. The differential runs inside the rotor of our electric motor. It's a miniaturized differential, which means it's substantially lighter and smaller in volume than all of our competition. It was quite a technical challenge to let the differential rev up to 20,000 RPM whilst being lubricated, but our teams have managed to do that, and therefore we've got a very good torque response. That differential is lightweight, small package. The whole drive unit is smaller, lighter in weight. It's up to 30% lighter than our mass volume produced competition whilst being twice as powerful.
0 to 60 time is very impressive, I think, for a three-row vehicle.
Yeah, the Lucid Gravity does 0 to 60 in about 3.4 seconds in the 828-horsepower variant. And to some exclusive customers, we've handed out a special version purchase opportunity that will likely be a little bit better than that even.
Uh-huh. Will over-the-air updates enable that going forward?
Absolutely. So talking about over-the-air updates, it's important to understand that we are not just a car company. Mm-hmm. We're a technology company. So we take it very serious. What we did on the vehicle and the package is just a couple of the aspects. The powertrain is absolutely excellent. The battery technology, the charging technology that Emad spoke
about.
Well,
let's talk about that, and let's talk about range, too, because you're in a leadership position on both of those.
Right. So the Lucid Gravity gets up to 450 miles of range on a single charge, and on top of that, it charges really, really fast. So you can charge about 200 miles in sub-11 minutes, which is absolutely world-class. And if you've gone 400 miles and then you charge another 200 miles, I think my kids do need the restroom or a McDonald's.
400 miles seems enough. Of course, a lot of us don't start our trips with a full tank of gas, right? So we wouldn't start a trip necessarily with a fully charged battery. And thus, on-the-road charging becomes important, doesn't it?
Right. So the car is an excellent on-the-road charging vehicle. But to the people that own electric cars, the secret strength of a BEV is actually that you can charge it at home and every morning start with a full tank of gas, or in this case, a full SOC, a full battery pack. Or when you're a commuter, you can do that at your workplace. Nowadays, there's a lot of workplace charging being invested in. It's a really convenient way to charge and always be full. Never have to go to a shady, dark place to fill your gas tank.
Anything else you'd like to add? What our listeners should know about Lucid Gravity going forward?
I think it's really hard to convey all the virtues and this expanded capability space over the air, like we are doing right now in this radio interview,
which was super leading edge and remains so. You know, several years into its existence.
Right. So I think my ask or my advice would be check out our vehicles in our studios, get to know them. They look fantastic. They've got a fantastic vibe and feel. They're a real great alternative to all the other OEMs that have BEVs out there.
Yeah, terrific, terrific. Well, Eric Bach, thanks so much for speaking with me. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
It was a great pleasure.
Yeah. Pleasure talking to you. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nierad back with you, and it is listener question time, brought to you by Bosch Auto Parts. Bosch, invented for life. We love to get your questions, comments, so please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And here's a question. This is from Ronald in Stockton, California. He says this: I've had trouble with my windshield wipers over the years, and I'm wondering if I just don't replace them often enough. Do you have any thoughts on windshield wipers? Should I clean my windshield when I install them?
Yeah, the replacements could be part of the issue, but according to our friends at Bosch, windshield contamination is actually a big cause of poor wiper performance and also early degradation and loss of functionality. So things like tree sap, bird waste, rocks and dirt and things like that. It's just a good idea when you change your wipers, even in between, to wash it with car wash soap instead of regular dish soap, because it helps clean the exterior a little bit better. And that way your wipers will last longer and work better while they do.
Yeah, I found some cool things about Bosch Focus windshield wipers, one of their brands of windshield wipers. And one of the things is that they have what they call a safe check indicator that turns yellow when it's time to check your windshield wipers for replacement. I think that's pretty neat, because it's kind of hard to tell. Although if it's smearing, you're getting these, weird lines across your windshield, it's probably time to change your windshield wipers, isn't it?
Yeah, but having that visual indicator just makes it that extra peace of mind that you're doing the right thing and that you're on top of regular maintenance.
Yeah, and like everything, buying a quality product serves you well, and windshield wipers are really a piece of safety equipment, so I would look to that as well. Get yourself a good set of windshield wipers the next time you make a replacement, and they're not hard to replace.
They're not.
Even I can do it. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon. So look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, we're available as a podcast, too. Right, Chris?
That's absolutely right. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love to be with you, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so you can check those out and see what these cars look like, even what we look like. Our thanks to Bosch and Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're honored by the fact you're listening to America on the Road. And we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.